going to go down now to the quarry for the mile and a half run. We all ready? Stand by!
Go!
Hi, my name is Makan Singh. I'm a warrant officer class 1, the operations officer for Commander Region Recruiting West Midlands. I had a very good role model in the house. My father, who was the first Sikh to join the British Army back in 63, and that's what really inspired me to join.
Paddy! Shoulder! Arms!
One of the fundamental requirements of the Sikh faith is that they don't cut their hair and that men wear a turban. But how do they reconcile the uniform of faith with the uniform of the army?
Well, I wear a turban, I have a beard, and I've never cut my beard. Obviously, we're allowed to keep that. Only time you may have to modify the beard is when you're going into an NBC environment, a nuclear, biological and chemical warfare environment, where you may have to wear a respirator.
And you've got one with you here.
I have got one of these very Gucci respirators, and this is it. Basically, what you do, you pull the strap away and put it over from the back of your head, pull it down and adjust yourself, and you get a perfectly good seal. And these come with canisters, which fit just here. It allows you to breathe normally and carry out your duties.
Sikhs believe their hair is a living part of their body, and if they were to cut it, it would be as if they'd killed a part of themselves. Modifying the beard in order to wear a respirator can be a very difficult decision, but one that Makan says he's prepared to take in order to do his job.
I would take the turban off and put the respirator on. That keeps me or anybody fighting, basically. That's what you're required to do.
It is a very personal decision, though, and Mandeep Kaur, the Army's Sikh chaplain, says many believers do struggle with it.
It's quite individual situations, but just looking into the faith, I can say that it is quite emotional situation for a practising Sikh to shave a beard, to cut the hairs, because a practising Sikh never cut his hairs from top to toe. So shaving the beard, it's a very sensitive issue.
A Sikh's duty to go to war goes right back to the roots of Sikhism. Their 10th guru, Guru Gobind Singh, said it was a believer's mission to fight against oppression, but he did make it clear that it should be a last resort.
There should be good virtues in a Sikh life, like it has to be courageous, bravery should be there. Combining both of them together, that makes a perfect Sikh life. The teachings of our gurus itself gives us the role of saving other people. But again, for the good cause.
It's not just for yourself, it's for your country, for the wider public as well. You know, if it's for future, for our youngsters, as we would have expected from our forefathers, they've fought in certain wars, and it is for the greater good of ourselves. And I'd like to think that the work that the armed forces are doing, that it is for the long-term stability of all.
It may be a Sikh's duty to fight, but going to war can be difficult for anyone. Mandeep says that prayer is a powerful comforter and aid for both herself and soldiers at war.
It gives me the path to do everything in my daily life. You feel lighter once you have prayed. And prayer is not something that we have to do something in a special mood, in a special environment. We can do wherever we are sitting, whatever we are doing.
So even in a war zone, soldiers could sit down and make time to pray.
Of course, and I think that's the time where they need God most, because there is no one to help them, to guide them, to support them, and there's no one they can talk to. So I think that's the perfect opportunity for a person to speak to God.